Mishnah Daf Chaf Pesam and Beis writes that there are certain arrows, even though they're psulos, they still get a knas. That's the sheet of the Tanavah Mishnah. Even though the pasuk by Ones and Mufata, by Ones, it says Velo Siyar Isha, that he has to be able to marry her. The Tana of the Mishnah holds that even people that you can't marry, there can be knas for them. The pasuk Velo Siyar Isha tells me that if there's no potential for Havaya Bichlal, like if the woman is a Nachris or a Shivcha, then she's not Bichlal Knas. But if she's just Psula, you can't marry her, but she can marry someone else, it's not like there's no Havaya Klal. There's no Tfizas Kedushin with her at all. With this individual, with the Mahanes, there's no Tfizas Kedushin, but she can marry someone else, so then there will be Knas. What are some examples of that? So in the first Bava, in the Reisha of the Mishnah, it talks about some Chayvei Lavin, Mamzeres, for example, Messina, which according to some is Chayvei Lavin, it's not just an Issa Derabanan from Gzeres David. That's the first example that the Tana gives of psulos to get knas. But then in the third bava, the third segment of the Mishnah, the Tana is mechadesh that even chayvei krisus can get knas as well. Habo alachoso v'alachos ove v'alachos imo v'alachos ishto v'al eshe sochi v'al eshe sachi ove v'al hanida yesh lahem knas. All of these cases are situations of chayvei krisus. Now, Nida happens to be the exception to the rule over here. What is different about Nida than all the others? Does anyone know? I'm going to get to it later. She does become Mutter, good. There is a Tfisas Kedushin by a Nida. Okay, Kedushin Atovsin B'Nida. That could relate to what Shalom Zana said, that she becomes Mutter later, because she's not a Surah Lo Mavoy to this person. But that happens to be the case by Nida, that there is Tfisas Kedushin. She is one of the Chayvei Krisus, but not a typical Chayvei Krisus in which there's no Tfisas Kiddush. So all of these cases of Chayvei Krisus comes the Mishnah and says Yesh Lahem Knas. There is Knas. If someone is Ma'aneh Sir, right, we've been interpreting the Mishnah to be talking about Anusa. So if someone is Ma'aneh Sir, she gets the Knas. What's the Chiddush? Okay, she gets the Knas. Why would I assume? If Chayvei Lavin she can get the Knas, what's the difference? Once you told me in the Reish that Chayvei Lavin can get Knas, so why is Chayvei Krisus such a big Chiddush? They're also psulas, but it's l'chore the zel b'zach. Comes the Mishnah and says, Avo b'shem b'yikores ein ben mises b'zim. The Mishnah alludes to the fact that there's something special going on over here. They are chayvei krisus, but they're not mises b'zim. If they were mises b'zim, what would be the din? Do they get knas or not? No knas. Why not? Chomle b'diravini. That's the Mishnah daf lamed vav. Good. Okay, so the Mishnah daf lamed vav gives examples of chayvei mises b'zim. Elu she'elem knas, skipping to the last bava, habal, abas bito, abas beno, abas ishto, etc. Ein lahem knas, mivnei shemizchai v'nafsho, shemizosim v'nei bezdim, v'chal mishai v'nafsho, v'nei v'shalim nomba. So Kamei b'diravimine tells me that there's no knas for baal bito, for baal, any of the chayvei mises bezdim. Comes the Mishnah, daf chavtes, and says, b'chai v'krisus, Rabbi Chunya ben Akona happens to say there is Kamei b'diravimine for chayvei krisus. We're going to get to his sheet on daf lamed, but we don't pasken like him. Right? The Tana of the Mishnah doesn't pass. The Tana of the Mishnah holds there's no Kamli B'Dravmine by Chayvei Krisus. Memela, there is a Knas even though she's an Isha Psula. So that's the Chiddush of the Tana of the Mishnah. The Chayvei Lavin and Chayvei Krisus are the same, even though they're not Isha Psula. So there is a Havaya with them for someone, not for this individual, by Chayvei Krisus at least. But it doesn't matter. Chayvei Krisus and Chayvei Lavin are really the same for the Tana of the Mishnah because there's no Kamli B'Dravmine by Chayvei Krisus, so the Din of Mises Bezin doesn't apply. Okay, that's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. So Rashi touches on one of the cases. He's troubled with one of the cases. He tries to explain what's the situation that the Mishnah is talking about. And it's this discussion of Rashi, this short comment of Rashi that spawned a long dissertation in Tosfos. What's the case that Rashi is referring to? Eshe Sochet. The Al Eshe Sochet says Rashi, Sheniskanchilo lo'ache v'girsha she'en b'misa elakaris. Okay, she'en b'misa elakaris, I understand. Right, that's what the Mishnah is saying. What's the Chiddush of Rashi? What does he have to give me the case? Eshesach normally means that Reuven and Shimon are brothers from Yaakov, Achim min Ahav, they're brothers from Yaakov. Reuven gets married to Sarah, and then Reuven dies without any children. Right? So then Shimon has a mitzvah either to be miyabim Sarah or to do chalitza with her. Okay. As long as Reuven is still married to Sarah, she's an Eish HaSach, and it's also for Shimon to marry her. So Rashi gives the following case. He says, Bo'al Eish HaSachiv, we're trying to figure out what's the situation the Mishnah is talking about, that Bo'al Eish HaSachiv is going to be Chayav Knas. Rashi says, it must be Shneskat Shelo L'Achiv V'Girsha, that the brother married her and then he divorced her. Meaning that the Isser Eish HaSach applies even if the Gersha. That's the Chiddush of Rashi. And then Rashi continues, Shein Ba Misa El HaKoris. What is Rashi alluding to? That if he weren't Megaresh her yet, if we're talking about a regular Eish HaSach, who's still married to the brother. Right? Nebuch, a terrible situation. The brother gets married to a woman, and the other brother likes the woman, so he rapes her. Eish HaSach. So says Rashi, in that case, he would be Chayav HaKnas. Why? Excuse me. In that case, he would not be Chayav HaKnas. Why? It's Chayav HaKnas Bezin. Forget about Eish HaSach. Eish HaSach is only Chayav HaKrisis, but there is a Chayav Mises Bezin. He was a Chayav Mises Bezin. Eish HaSish. Eish HaSish, Rabbein Adal Al-Makula. Gebalt. Right? So if he's Baalea before Gerishin, then aside from the fact that she's an Eish HaSach, she's also an Eish HaSish, then there would be Chayav Mises Bezin. If the Chayav Mises Bezin had come with the Rabbeinu, then he'd be parted to give a Knas. He didn't do a good thing. It's terrible that he's Chayav Mises Bezin. The Kamei B'dir Abnei tells me that we're not going to be Chayav Knas. You have two different K'dei Rishosu Mishim Rishach Hasad HaMachayv Aviyat HaMachayv Mishim Shtei Rishios. We can't be Machayav in both for Misa and Mammon. So he gets the Misa. So if he gets the Misa, he's not going to get the Mammon. That's just the reality. He doesn't get a Knas. So comes Rashi and says, oh, so what must be the case? Must be the case that Girsha, now she's not an Eish HaSish, but there's a residual Eish HaSach. The Isser Eish HaSach remains even after Gerishin. So that's the case that the Mishnah is talking about, says Rashi. That's the case where there's no Chayvi Mises Bezda, but there is Chayvi Krisas. On that case, the Tana of the Mishnah holds that there is going to be Knas because there's no Kamei B'dir Abnei. Questions? Good. Okay. So far, so good. That's what Rashi says. Comes Tosfos. We're not going to get to the complicated part of Tosfos yet. We'll just define the terms. Yalei Sochiv says Tosfos, Pirish Rabbein Chananel, the Parav Birushalmi Eish HaSochiv V'lo Yevamahi Uzakukalo. What's the Yerushalmi's kasha? Yerushalmi is asking on a different, Yerushalmi is switching gears on us, right? Rashi was bothered that if there's no Gerishin, if she's still an Eish HaSish, that if the brother is still alive, right? If the brother is still alive, why should the girl get Knas? Right? Kamei B'dir Abnei is Chayvei Mises Bezdin because she's an Eish HaSish. So comes Rashi and says, the brother, if he's alive, he must have divorced her already. That's the only way that she's not an Eish HaSish. Comes the Yerushalmi and asks the opposite question. If the brother already died, so then why is there Knas over here? He did a mitzvah. A mitzvah of what? Yibum. It's a totally different kasha. It's a different gear Yerushalmi has. If the brother already died, why is she Asura? The kasha that Rashi was bavorning, the kasha that Rashi was trying to obviate, that's if the brother is still alive, so then the girl is an Eish HaSish, she's an Eish HaSish, so then come live in the Rabbeinu, there shouldn't be any Knas, right? There shouldn't be any Knas. Where is it in the kids? If the brother is still alive, it doesn't matter if they had kids or not, still an Eish HaSish. Good, good, that's the Yerushalmi's tarot. So we're going to get to it. Just one second. Yerushalmi asks, Fakat, maybe the case is that the brother, simple case, Eish HaSach, what do we normally talk about? That the brother died. In fact, the Yerushalmi, if the brother died, why is she Asura? Not that she shouldn't get Knas because of a Din Kamei B'dir Abnei. He did an Isser, there was an Isser Bia with the Ones, but Kamei B'dir Abnei should save him from the Knas. No, he didn't do an Issa B'chalal. Why is she Asura? There's Dacha Mitzvah V'Yibim over here. That's the Yerushalmi's Kasha. Uma Knas V'kar Yishayavba. Umashani V'shiyesh L'banim. Yerushalmi gives Ezra's answer. Umashani V'shiyesh L'banim Me'isha Acheres. Yesh L'banim. Not Yesh L'banim. Yesh L'banim Me'isha Acheres. That the dead brother has children from a different woman. Why does he say from a different woman? Why can't he say from this woman? It's ridiculous, right? If she's from, it's from this woman, then there's the whole din of onus and mafata doesn't apply here. She's not a basula, but she's a ba'ula. Right? Every woman in the Yerushalmi, you gotta be medayik to figure out why it's saying exactly what it's saying, right? So to say that yesh lo banim imena, I said, then of course, this talknas, it doesn't belong in the Mishnah. The Mishnah has to be a case where you'd think it, the din of onus and mafata can apply. But for reasons, right, for certain reasons, it's not going to apply. But if yesh lo banim meisha zu, is obviously not going to be shayach to talk about anusa at all because she's a ba'ula. So comes to Isis and says, comes to Yerushalmi and says, it's not yesh lo banim meisha zu, yesh lo banim meisha acheres. Yesh lo banim meisha acheres, there's no mitzvah yivam. Right? The mitzvah yivam only applies if the dead brother doesn't have children. Their brother has children, whether from this woman, from a different woman, there's no yibum anymore. In fact, then, there's an iser eish esach. There's no iser eish esish, the brother died already, but there's still a residual eish esach over here. Comes the Yerushalmi and says, yesh lo bonim eish acheres, ve'ayri b'meis min ha'erisim. If it wasn't complicated enough for you, let's add another wrinkle. Meis min ha'erisim. The brother must have died after erisim. We know at the time of the Gemara, time of the Mishnayos, there was a time differential between Erisin and Nisuit. Erisin and Nisuin are two different parts of the Isha's process. Erisin is Keser Shtarabia, Isha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim, Keser Shtarabia. Nisuin is what we call Chuppah, right? But what does Chuppah mean? It's a big machlokus what Chuppah means, right? If it means Chuppah, right? Does Chuppah mean Chuppah? Or does it mean something else? Does it mean the canopy? Or does it mean Badekin? Does it mean when the Chassan and the Kala go home together? There are different shittas in the Rishonim as to what Nisuin means. So, once there's Erisin, the woman is a full Eish Esish. She's Chayev Chenek if she's Mezamet. Right? But there are differences. Right? After Nisuin, there are certain differences. The Marshal, the husband can be made for the Dharma of his wife by himself, without the father, only after Nisuin. He's Yoresh, his wife, only after Nisuin. If he's a Kohen, he's Metame to his wife, only after Nisuin. And Nisuin, Rabbi Shach would like to say, Nisuin is Eish Esish Beveis Habal. The Chiper Bado Vaar, Beiso, the Kohen Gadol is Mechaper for himself and his Bais, Beiso Zo Ishto. The Suah means Eish Esish Beveis Habal. She's in the Beis Habal. How does the Badekin do that? Covers her over with the veil. Okay, he's Miyachin her more, but certainly chuppah and going home together, that's beveis habal. The chuppah is a symbol of beis habal. So now she's more than just arusa, she's more than just married to the individual, but she's now beveis habal. She has special halachas that apply to her. But basically the rule of Eish Esish applies to erisin as well, right? She'll be chayiv nisim. She'll be chayiv nisim in erisin, just like in any sort. Comes to Yerushalmi and says that the case of Ishes Achiv in the Mishnah here in Ksubas has to be talking about Meis Min HaErisin. Why? The same reason that Noah mentioned before. If it'll be Meis Min HaNisuin, so then she's Becheskas Be'ula. So she's Becheskas Be'ula, there's no Knas anyway. The same reason why the Yerushalmi has to say Yesh Lobanim Dafka Meisha Acheres, not Mimena, because if it's Mimena, then she's a Be'ula. For the same reason, Yerushalmi has to say it's Meis Min HaErisin, because if it'd be Meis Min HaNisuin, she'd be Becheskas Be'ula. Because Mistamadei live together. So if she's Becheskes Be'ula, there's no Knas Bechla. That's what the Yerushalmi says. The Kash of the Yerushalmi again is, why is there an Issa Bechla? If we're talking about that the brother died, so then there's no Issa Reish Yisach, Farkeret, there might be a Mitzvah Yibum. Comes the Yerushalmi and says, they're talking Yesh Lobanim Eisha Acheres, so then there's no Mitzvah Yibum. And Meis Min HaErisin, so she's not Becheskes Be'ula. Okay? Says Tosfos, Rabbi Hananel continues, Rabbi Hananel, like Rashi says, that they don't need the whole Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi assumed that we're talking about after the brother died. Right? Yerushalmi was bothered with the same kasha that Rashi was bothered with. If the brother is still alive, so what's the other option? If the brother is not alive, what could have happened? Must be the brother is dead. But if the brother is dead, then there's a mitzvah of Yibam. So what's going on? Yerushalmi answers, oh, yesh lo banim, there's no mitzvah. Rashi was bothered with the same kasha as the Yerushalmi, but he answered totally differently. Rashi is also bothered if the brother is still alive and then she's an Eish Esish, there shouldn't be any knas because of Kamei B'Yamineh. So Rashi answers, no, you don't have to come up to Yerushalmi. Gershom. The brother's still alive. Why do we want the brother to be dead? The brother's still alive, but Gershom. If Gershom, then she's not an Eishes Ish, there's only a Chiyuv Kares, an Eishes Ach, that's why there's going to be a Chiyuv Kares. Okay, these are the two options Rabbi Yochanan and Rashi suggest. Questions? Yes?
Why does it make a difference?
It doesn't matter in terms of the mitzvah of Yibam. There's no mitzvah of Yibam either way. If the children were from her, then she's a Bahula. She must have lived with someone, because without living with someone, you can't have children. We don't believe in immaculate conception. So she must be a Bahula. So if she's a Bahula, there's no kas. Right? Ki imtsa ish nara basula. First requirement to have kas is she has to be a basula. So for the same reason, the Yerushalmi says, it has to be Meisman or Irisin. Because if it would be minhanisuin, she'd be a Bagula. Right? From at the stage of Erisin, the husband and wife are not living together yet. She's normally still Vivesia. But once there's Nisuin, then they are living together. So if it would be minhanisuin, then she'd be a Bagula and there wouldn't be any Knas. Okay. So this is the give and take of the Yerushalmi and the Rishon. Ben Chananel and Rashi suggest this other case that the Yerushalmi doesn't have, and maybe we're talking about Gershom. She's an Eishes Achiv, she's Niskan Shlo Achiv v'Gershom. That's why she's not an Eishes Ish. There's only a Chiyuv Karas. So Tosfos quotes the Riva, one of the Rishonim, who was very, very troubled with this Ukimta that the Rebbe Chananel and Rashi suggest. But to understand this Kasha, you need a little bit of background. You need three Hakadamas. So we're not even going to look at Tosfos yet. We're going to do the Hakadamas first. We're going to try to get some more background. And once we understand the background, hopefully this Kasha will just read like water. Hopefully. Okay? Let's first try to get a little background. Okay. The first important point to realize, you know, we keep on talking about exceptions. When is there knas for an anusa? When is there no knas? So what's the din if the woman is nisarsa v'nisgarsha? What's the din? Is there knas or is there no knas? I mean, that is the case we're talking about. Rabbi Chananel and Rashi are talking about Girsha. So let's try to examine. Is there going to be knas for such a woman? If there's no knas for such a woman, then the case didn't make any sense. Right? Rashi, Rabbi Chananel assume that there can be knas even by Girsha. Is that really true? What's the din? By Nisarasav and Nisgarsha is the Knasana. So that's actually a Machlokas Tanoi. Let's all turn to the Mishnah of Daf Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph. Look at the Mishnah of Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph. Narish Nisarasav and Nisgarsha, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Omer Ein La Knas. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, once she's Nisarasav and Nisgarsha, she doesn't get knas at all. Meaning she's nisarasav and nisgarsha, and then she's nensa. Rabbi Akiva Omer, yesh lo knas uknos al atzma. Rabbi Akiva, in the Mishnah, he assumes, no, she does get knas. Knos al atzma. What does that mean, la atzma? Doesn't knas always go to her? No, if she has a father, the knas goes to her father. Rabbi Akiva comes to be mechadesh, that if she's nisarasav and nisgarsha, the knas no longer goes to the father. That's what Rabbi Akiva is assuming in the Mishnah, but rather it goes to her. So why should the din be different? In my time in Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, why does Rabbi Yossi HaGalili say that Nisarasav and Nisgarsha, there's no Knas, the parsha is over? Says the Gemara, Amar Kro Asher Lo Orasa. What does the post say? Yimtza Ish Nara Besula Asher Lo Orasa Usfasa V'Shachavima Asher Lo Orasa. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili says, it's Doch Exeris HaKosim. It's only without Erisin. But if she's nisarsa, then the whole parsha is thrown out the window. There is no parsha of ones if she's nisarsa. That's Rabbi Yossi HaGalili's svar. Okay, that's his shita. We're not going to talk about his shita. Okay, we don't pass like his shita. Rabbi Akiva, what does he say? Asher lo orasa le'avia, orasa la'atzma. What does the pasuk continue to say? Kimtze ish nara besul asher lo orasa usfasa v'shar havim avinimtzo. Something like that. That's what the pasuk says. The pasuk is talking about a case where she still has a father, and it says And in such a situation, she's a Nara, she's still Bishus Aviya for some issues. The father gets Kesef Yedushin and the Kesef of Knas, so the father will get this Knas. If she's an Anus, so the father will get the Knas. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, but if Nis'arasa v'nisgarasha, the Torah has Xeris HaKas v'ashalo orasa, dafka if lo orasa, the Knas goes to the father. But if orasa, the Knas doesn't go to the father, where does the Knas go? Does it go out the window? No. La'aps. Okay? Rabbi Yossi, I believe, says, no. If she's Bereses, there is no Knas. It's cancelled. If the Akiva says not canceled, we just shift addresses. It doesn't go to the father, it goes to the girl. Zeres HaKosef. That's Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah. But there's a Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa too. There are two Rabbi Akivas, two versions. Both are going to play out in Tosfos. We have to know both of them. What does Rabbi Akiva say in the Braisa? Skipping a couple of lines there. Asher lo orasa prat l'narash nesaras v'nesgarasha she'en l'knas. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Again, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita. Narash nesaras v'nesgarasha doesn't get any knas. Rabbi Akiva omer yesh l'knas u'knasa l'aviya. Rabbi Akiva says in the Braisa that the father still gets the knas. Yeah, didn't know say. This makes sense. Hol v'aviya zaka v'kesef kidushah v'aviya zaka v'kesef knasa. Not kesef kedusha, alfa bishn esarasev nesgarasha lovia. Af kesef kenasa, alfa bishn esarasev nesgarasha lovia. Rabbi Akiva makes a comparison. The father still gets kesef kedusha even after nesarasev nesgarasha. Look, if she became a nesua, if there was a full nesuin, then she's outside the rishus of the father. But until there's a full nesuin, she's still the rishus of the father. The father would get the kesef kedusha. So if Nisaisav and Nisgash, the father still gets Kesef Kedushin, the same should be true about Kesef Knas from Ones, the father still gets it. I, the Pasuk Asher Lo Orasa, Pasuk says, the Dav Kasher Lo Orasa, but if she's Nisaisav, the rules change. So Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva does something else with that Pasuk. We're not going to get to what his Drasha is, but different Drasha. Not that Asher Lo Orasa means Dav Kalo Nisaisav, but Nisaisav Knas La'atzma, no. Knas Lo Aviya, Rabbi Akiva says. Asher Lo Orasa is teaching me something else. What do we have? We have Rabbi Akiva has a shita in the Mishnah and a shita in the Braisa. Rabbi Akiva of the Masnisan of the Mishnah says, Narash Nis. Narash Nis Arsav Nis Garsha Knasa La Atzma. That's what Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa says Narash Nisarsav and Nisgarasha Knasa Lavia. Nothing changed. According to Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, something did change. Knasa La'atzma. According to Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa, nothing changed. It's still Knasa Lavia. Now, mind you, this is all talking about where she has a father. If the woman doesn't have a father, so clearly she's the one who gets her own Knas. She gets her own Knas. If she has a father, then that's the question. She's Nisarsav and Nisgarasha. Does she now get the knas? It no longer goes to the father? Or does Rabbi Akiva say no? The father still gets it. So far, so good. Clear. Now, when is Rabbi Akiva talking? He's talking about anusa, for sure. He's talking about onus of a father. The pasuk he quotes is about anusa. What would Rabbi Akiva say about mafuta? We really haven't talked about mafuta yet. We keep on talking about onus. But we know there's another parasha. Does someone have a Tanakh here? Chumash? Anyone? Please pass it up. We've been talking about the parasha of Ones and parasha's Kisaitse. But there's a parasha of Mefata in parasha's Mishpat, and there's one behind you now. Thank you. Thank you, Yaakov. There's a parasha of Mefata as well. The parasha of Mefata as well. Where's the parasha of Mefata? Parasha's Mishpatim. Parasha's Mishpatim. Oh. After Shli, between Shlishi and Rivi. V'chiyafata ish besula shelo orasa v'shochav ima mohor yimorena lo le'ish. He has to give her mohor. There's a chiyuv on the mafata to give a mohar, to give a dowry, to give like a ksuba to the girl. So we'll see the Gemara and the Chav Tes and Abay is going to compare Onis to Mefata, or I should say Mefata to Onis, and compare both of them. We compare both to each other. There's a Gzeres Shava that we'll see. So there's also a Knas by Mefata. There's also a Knas by Mefata, 50 Shkolim. But there are certain Chiyuvim that, it's a question, do they apply to Mefata or not? What are the Chiyuvim that apply to Mahanes? What's the Mahanes Chayiv? Let's just do Chazar again. What's it Chayiv? It's Chayiv Knas. It's Chayiv Oshas for embarrassing her. It's Chayiv Pagam for making her defective. Now it's going to be harder for her to
Sar.
What? Sar, good. And also Velosi Elisha. He has to marry her if she wants it. If she doesn't want it, then obviously we're not going to force it. This is true by Onis. What's true by Mefata? What's the din of Mefata? So, everything except what?
Tzar,
exactly. That's what the Mishnah Lama Tes says. Knas, Boshes, Pigam, not Tzar, and also not Velosia Leisha. No chiyuv to do that. Since it was consensual, we're not Machayev him. It's Baratzon. It wasn't Ba'onis. Since he had beer with her Baratzon, we don't force him to marry her. It's not in the pasuk in Parshas Mishpat. Okay, so that's also a difference between Onis and Mefata, but that difference we're not going to talk about today. So let's erase Velosi Elisha so we don't get confused. So Mefata gets Knas Boshes Pagam Benatzah. Okay, now this is certainly true if the Mefuta has a father. The Mefuta has a father. Just like the father of the Anusa gets Knas, Boshes, Pagam, and Tsar, the father of the Mefuta should get Knas, Boshes, and Pagam. He can't get Tsar because there was no Tsar. If the beer was Baratzon, then there's no Tsar. But he should get everything else. What's the thing if there's no father? What's the thing if there's no father? So if there's no father, the Anusa gets everything, gets all the money, right? What's the thing about a Mefuta? What happens? So that's a discussion in the Mishnah later on. There are two Makoros. Let's go with the Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth parak. This is the second Hakdom. Okay? The Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth parak makes a statement which leads the Gemara to say that at first glance the Mefuta shouldn't get any of the Chiyuvei Mamon. Why shouldn't the Mefuta get any of the Chiyuvei Mamon? We shouldn't force the Mefata to pay the Mefuta anything. Why? Can you think of it? One word. Can you think of the reason? Baratza, therefore there is Mechila, right? Midaita of it. The Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth parak says on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Narash and Espatza. The Nara was a Mefuta. Boshtu Fagamu Knasa Shelovia. The Bosh is Pagam and the Knas, they go to the father. Vehatsar betfusa. And Tsar also goes to the father if she's a Tfusa. Usfasa Veshachadima. Anusa, right? So that Mishnah very succinctly gave you a listing of all the different chiyuvei mamon. They go to the Mefuta and to the Anusa. The Anusa gets four. The Mefuta only gets three. And they all go to the father. Says the Mishnah, Amda Bidin, she brought him to Beznin. She brought the Ma'anes or the Mefata to Beznin. Ad Shalom Esav, before the father died, Harein shall have. Then the four belong to the father. And then, again, she brought the, right, there was Hamada Bidin. Listen carefully to all these concepts. Hamada Bedin means that the girl brought the individual, the girl or her father. We'll have to talk about the details, not so poshut. The girl brought the ma'anes or the father to Bez. So if she did that before the father died, and then the father died, harehen shalachin, so then the brothers are yorish the father. But if she didn't have a chance to do Hamada Bedin before the father died, then the brothers are not Yorish the father. Because who gets it then? The girl gets everything. Meaning, the father has full rights to all the Chiyuvim of Onus and Mefata. Let's talk about Mefata, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. All the Chiyuvim that the Mefuta deserves. But if he is not living, so then everything goes to the Mefuta. So comes the Mishnah and says that if there was Hamada Bedin before the father died, then the father was zocher in everything. We'll have to explain that a little bit further, but that's the simple explanation. Father was zocher. Once the father is zocher, if the father then dies, who does it go to? The father's yarshim. If there wasn't hamadah b'din before the father died, then the girl gets everything. So the girl gets everything. It doesn't go to her brothers. It doesn't go to the yarshim of the father. It goes to the girl. Comes the Gemara and asks the following. Gemara daf and beis and alav. My kamashmal and tanina. What do we need at the beginning of this Mishnah in the fourth paragraph? Stop it. We're learning the Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth paragraph. We finished Erunaris, right? That's it. We finished everything. We've just begun. Right, but Mistama, we finished Mishnayos of Elonaris. We finished the Mishnayos. We know the Mishnayos. The Mishnah of Lamentes says, HaMafata Nosen Shloshe Dvarim, HaOnes Arboa, Mafata Nosen Boshes of Vigam HaPnas, Mosen Velof HaOnes Nosen Esatzar. The Mishnah tells me exactly the rules, that Mafata has to pay three, Boshes Vigam HaPnas, and the Ma'anes even pays Tzar. So what do I need the Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth paragraph to say the same thing? Le'ovia itztrichli, says the Gemara. Oh, Mishnah says that it goes le'ovia, goes to her father. That's a chiddush that's not in the Mishnah. That one, that's like the Gemara. Le'ovia nami pshita. Obviously, it goes to the father. Midkoyoyev mefata. The fact that the mefata is giving anything, it must be going to the father. The ila atzma amay yoyev mefata midai ta'ava. Right? If it goes la atzma, if it goes to her, then why should he give anything? Midai ta'ava. It was a bia baratzon. So if it was a bia baratzon, if it was consensual, so then he shouldn't have to pay her anything because she's mocheles. She's mocheles. She forgoes her right. B'shas bia, she forgoes her right. She relinquishes her right to any mama because she's a beratzon. She relinquishes her right to any mama. Obviously, lavia. If it's not lavia, if it's la'atzma, then there's nothing by mefata. The Mishnah Daf Lametes is talking about that she has a father. So if she has a father, then the mefata has to pay boshes of agamik. It doesn't say that she has a father in Mishnah Lametes, but it's obvious that if she doesn't have a father, it wouldn't go la'atzma. Because she's mocheles, midai ta'avad. So what do we need the Mishnah? We're back to square one. What do we need the Mishnah on the beginning of the fourth parent? Comes the Gemara and says, Amda bedin itztrichaleh. The chiddush of the Mishnah is Amda bedin. That if she's Amda bedin before the father dies, then the Yarshim get it. Lo amda bedin before the father dies, then she gets it. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Of course, we're going to have to explain this in our travels, but we'll leave it at that. Okay? That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. What emerges from this Gemara is that if a mefuda doesn't have a father, it would appear from the Gemara that there's no chiyuv to pay her any chiyuv emam. Because midai ta'avad, the mefata seduced her willingly, the bia was beratzon, so the bia was beratzon, then she's mocheles on all the chiyuvim that he should be chayiv to her, there's no chiyuv to pay her b'chlal. Okay? Hakdama number two.
Is that
something
that everybody assumes that
she's
mocheles?
Yes, that's what we assume, that she's going to be mocheles. Well, why would she engage in the bia if she's not happy about it? She's happy, but she wants him to pay her.
You can still say it's exercise, it says in the Torah that he has to pay her.
Right, it says in the Torah that he has to pay her, but we have an assumption that if a person, let's say Reuven owes Shimon money, right? Reuven owes Shimon money. So that's not a chiv in the Torah, right? That's a svar that he has to pay. But we assume that if he's mochel, if he forgoes his right, so then the loaf is no longer chayav to pay. So in a sense, if you think about it for a moment, every zechus haTorah really creates a chiv. So once you're mochel the chiyah, then there is no zechus. The whole zechus is because the toveya has a right to demand it. But if the toveya relinquishes his desire to demand it, so then there should be no zechus mamon on the part of the nidba. That's the pashup shah. So once she engages in the bia baratzon, so then she's relinquishing her right to these monies, and she's giving up her right to the money, so then he shouldn't have to pay. That's what we're assuming.
It's almost a male.
I think so. I think that's what we assume.
Like we have to assume that she thought of.
Right. Not that she assumed the whole lumdus, but she's not expecting any money because she's doing it willingly, so she's mochel any money. She's mochel anymore. She doesn't feel, well, okay, we're going to have to talk a little bit more about this. We're going to see a Ramban, a beautiful Ramban. There are some Rishonim that discuss why do we assume that there's an implicit mechila when it comes to mefut. Okay? Hakdama number two. So Hakdama number one, we have Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah says, Nisarasa v'nisgarsha knasa la'atzma, she gets the knas. Nisgarsha, and Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa, Nisarasa v'nisgarsha knasa la'avia. What would that case be talking about? Right, so knasa la'atzma, if Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, right, holds knasa la'atzma, what case must he be talking about? Is he talking about anusa, mafuta? What's he talking about? Anusa. The Braisa can be talking about either anusa or mafuta, because even the knas of mafuta goes to the father. There's no, her mechila is not going to help because the father is in control over here, so the father still gets everything. But according to Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, the knas al atzma lechora, that has to be talking about anusa, not mafuta, because mafuta is mocheles. So if she's mochela, she shouldn't get any knas. Okay? Hakdama number two. And now we're up to hakdama number three, and we're almost ready to come. We've been assuming until now that our Mishnah, Tanava Mishnah, Daf Chavtes, is talking about ones. Ones, the simple case. Rashi quoted the Pasuk by ones. So that's the logic. Comes Rav Papa in the Gemara Sanhedrin, and he turns the Mishnah on its head. The Emma says he's not turning the Mishnah so much on its head, because he could have said that the Mishnah talks about both Ones and Mefata. Comes Rav Papa and says, no, it has to be talking about only Mefata. Why? What's the last bab of the Mishnah talking about again? It's talking about Chayvei Krisis. What's the Chiddush in the Tana of the Mishnah? That there can be Knas even by Chayvei Krisis. Not only by Chayvei Lavin, even though the Pasuk Velosi Elisha can't apply neither to Chayvei Lavin nor to Chayvei Krisis, it doesn't matter. There can be Knas. And the chiddush of the last part of the Mishnah is that since there's no kamli b'ravine by knas, so therefore you can be mechayev knas. That's what the Mishnah was assuming. There's no kamli b'ravine by chayev krisus. Oh yeah? Comes the Gemara in Sanhedrin and says, what are you talking about? There's kamli b'ravine by chayev krisus. Chunya ben Akana? No. No, everyone says there's kamli b'ravine by chayev krisus. Why? One word, why? Why? Why is there coming with Rabbanei even by Chayvei Krisis? There's no Chiyuv Misa. There's no Chiyuv Misa's Bezer, so why should there be coming with Rabbanei? There is a Chiyuv Misa here, based on what then? Rodef. Someone who's pursuing someone else. There's a rule that a Rodef HaChavero Lahargo is Nitan La'atzilo B'nafsho. You can kill him. Everyone is allowed to kill him. There's even a mitzvah to kill him, to save the Nirdaf. Tana Rabbanan, Echad Arodi V'Achachaber L'Horgo V'Achar HaZocher V'Achanar Merotze V'Achar Chayvi Mises Bezdin V'Achar Chayvi Krisus Matzilin Osan B'Nafsho. We save the Nirdaf B'Nafsho Shel Arodef. The din of a pursuer, someone who's a Rodef after his friend, another individual, I guess he was his friend, right? He's Rodef after someone else. So you can save the Nirdaf by killing the Rodef. And that's true not only if he's Rodef Achachavero Lahargo, to kill him, but even if he's Rodef Achachavero to be Mezana with them, right? Achar Nara Maros, Achar Zocha, he's also Nitan Latzila B'Nafsha. It's a Chi of Misa. So comes the Gemara and says, Hedron Adaf, and Gimel Mebeis, and here's the Kasha from our Mishnah. Elu Narashesh Man Kanas Abolachoso. How can that be? How can Abolachoso? How can Habo'al Echad Mechayvei Krisus get Knas? I understand it's not Chayvei Misas Vezdin. It's not the Mishnah Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis in Ksubis. But it's the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph in Sanhedrin. You have to know all of Shas. It's also a part of Shas, Sanhedrin. Comes the Gemara Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis and says, there's Kamei Ben Ravine even by Chayvei Krisus. Because of Rodef. He's Rodef Achar Isha La'onsa, right? Chayvei Krisus. Somehow there's no din Rodef if it's only Chayvei Lavin. No din Rodef if it's only Chayvei, it needs to be Chayvei Krisus or Chayvei Krisus Bezdin. Okay, it's derived from Psukim. The Gemara is Psukim. It has to be a Bia Chamura. But B'chayv Krisus is one of those bios that if he's rodef achareha, right, if he's rodef after the woman have been with her, to be ma'anes her, right? So then he's nitan latzila b'nafsho. So how can the Mishnah assume that there's going to be knas? The Mishnah Ksubas assumes there's going to be knas. There's no knas. It's come to be the rabbi mineh. Not because of Mises Vesem, but because of rodef. So the Gemara has different answers, different amarayim get involved in here. But Papa Omar, the mefut of the The Papa on the fine Dalit and Madala says, you know what? The Mishnah in Ksuba is not talking about Anusa, it's talking about Mefuta. You thought it's talking about both Onas and Mefata. Who says? Maybe it's only talking about Mefata. It's talking about Mefata, then we understand why she gets the Knas. Why? What's different about Mefata? If it's Beratzon, right, then he's not Rodef. We don't look at him as a Rodef. Rodef means he's running after someone to kill them, running after someone to have beer with him against their will. But if it's sensual, he's not Rodef. He's not pursuing anything. If it's consensual, it's Beratzon. So it's Beratzon, you're not allowed to kill him. Not allowed to kill him. If it's Chayvei Krisus, HaKadosh Baruch will take care of them. If it's Chayvei Krisus, Bezdin, the Bezdin will take care of them. But you're not allowed to kill them. So after Papa, the Mishnah in Ksubas must be told by Mefuta. Rav Papa turns the Mishnah on its head. You thought the Mishnah is talking about both owners and Mefata. Comes Rav Papa and says, no, it's only talking about Mefata. Only talking about Mefata. So that's why the Tana of the Mishnah can say that there's no comment by the Rabbi by Chayvei Krisus. Both because it's not Chayvei Mises Bezdin, and so the regular din of comment by the Rabbi won't apply. And the special route, special track of comment by the Rabbi because of the din road, it doesn't apply either because it's Mefuta, it's Beratzon. If it's Beratzon, then there's no comment in the Arine. The Mele, we understand why there's going to be a Chiyav Knas. That's the Gemara's language. Three Hakdamas. Getting excited. Yes. Josh.
And the Mishnah doesn't say anything about the father being alive.
Which Mishnah? Chavtes?
Yeah, the Papa just said that our Mishnah is talking about this in the Papa.
Right.
So if that were the case, the only reason that they would get the Knas to Mishnah is because the father's alive.
Right.
So if we're really talking about the case of the father, why doesn't the Mishnah mention the fact that the Knas goes to the father?
Is the Mishnah talking about that the father's alive?
It would have
according to Rav Papa, it...
Because otherwise she wouldn't be able to get the Knas.
Right. The foot of the Divrei HaKolsi is not a Rodef, but there's still going to be a Knas. There is a father, right? That's why Rashi fills you in initially and says, No sein Lavia Chamishim Kesef. Our mission doesn't say Lavia, but it's clear that we're talking about Lavia. Right? If we've been talking about Anusas, then it wouldn't have to be talking about Avia, that the father's still alive. But if it's Mefuta, then the father obviously has to be alive, because if not, there wouldn't be anything. You're right? You're right? That's a good point. Okay, we're now ready to look at our Tosfos. So if you saw it, it'll be a little chazar. If not, look at it carefully with me. But you will see that with the Hakdamas we've done, it's going to read like water. Kosher the Riva. Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi learned that the Aleishas Ochiv is talking about an Eishas Ash and Iskancha lo Ochiv Vigirsha. The kasha we had is that if they're still married, then there's Kamli Bidirabe because it's Chayvei Mises Bezdin, and she's Doch an Eishas Ish. You have to say something. She can't be an Eishas Ish. How is she not an Eishas Ish? Zokti Yerushalmi, he's dead. The brother's dead already. Aye, there's a mitzvah. Even Yerushalmi takes care of it. Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi say, no. I'll give you another answer. He didn't die. Girsha. He was Megarish. Kosher the Riva. Rav Papa Duki Hachmas Nisim B'Mefuta B'Perek Ben Sorer. Rav Papa establishes the Mishnah to be talking about Mefuta, not Anusam. Tikshin, Yester Kasha, the Hechi Matzi Lukumi Hachi. How can Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi establish the Mishnah of Aleishas Ochiv to be told by Girsha? You're saying it's Girsha, Nis Arsa Venis Garsha Mefuta. How can it be, Frag the Rivo? Hechi Matzi Lukumi Hachi, Hanis Arsa Venis Garsha Knosa La Atzma. We know this Arsa v'nis Garsha, Rabbi Akiva says, Knosa la'atma. Which Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva de Masnis in Olam et Chesem Ra. Okay, keep it straight. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah says, this Arsa v'nis Garsha, Asher lo orosas memayit nis Arsa, Knosa la'atma. So how could Rabbi Nachanan and Rashi say we're talking about Girsha, but if it's Nisarsav and it's Garsha, Knasa La'atzma. The Kevin de La'atzma, Mefuta in La Knas. And since it's La'atzma, and Rav Papa says we're talking about a Mefuta, right? Two Hakdamis. If it's a Mefuta, Mefuta in La Knas La'atzma. Kidyaminan beGemara, like the Gemara says in that man, we didn't read that Gemara, but a Bereish Narish and Ispatza, in the next parak. Mishim de Midaita Avda. If he was Mefata or Midaita, then there's no Knash, he's Mochel. How can Rabbi Nachanan and Rashi interpret that we're talking about Girsha? It's impossible. According to Rav Papa, Rashi's Pshat makes no sense. Rav Papa says we're talking about Mefuta. Rabbi Kiva de Masnisen assumes that Nisarsav and Nisgarsha Knas La'atzma. Mefuta doesn't get Knas La'atzma. So, how can we understand the Mishnah saying that Yesh L'Knas? That's the Kash of Tosfos. Nothing to it. As long as you get all of the hakdamas, it reads much more easily, right? Again, Rav Papa assumes the Mishnah is talking about Mefuta, not Anusa. Rav Akiva said, Nis'arsa v'nis'garsha knasa la'atzma. And the Gemara and Daf Membeza and Aleph, interpreting the Mishnah Mem Aleph and Beis, says that a Mefuta doesn't get knas. La'atzma, right? If your father is still alive, then the father will get it. The father's not alive. The chiyuvim, if she were an anusa, the chiyuvim will go to her, but if she's a mefuta, the chiyuvim don't go to her because she's a mochel, because we died to have it. So if you put two and two together, it should come out that if the Mishnah is talking about mefuta and it's girsha, knasa la'atzma, so then there shouldn't be any knas. So we're back to square one. We started with akasha, how can there be knas? Not because of Kamei B'Diyamini. How can there be knas? It's doch eishes ish. Rabbi Chanan and Rashi answered, no, it's not eishes ish, girsha. They jump from the frying pan into the fire. If girsha, so then knasa la'atzma, according to Rabbi Kiva of the Masnisin, knasa la'atzma, according to Rav Papa, that we're only talking about a mefuta, she doesn't get any knas, because she's mochel, midaita ava. That's Tosfos Kash. Questions? Yes, that's right.
When we see that there's no father involved in our Mishnah, like we're saying that she gets the Knas.
There is a father involved, but Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah says, this Iris of Inisgash, a Knas al Atzma, even if there is a father. That's the whole Chiddush of that halacha. This Iris of Inisgash, somehow her halacha changed. She still has a father. Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah says, her father would still get Kesef Kiddushim for the next Chasana. But the knas of onus of mefata, he no longer gets. That's the gzeiras hakasa. Okay? Okay, question, yes.
Let me just go through
sure. Taisa says like this. Rav Papa establishes our mission to be talking about mefuta. Does everyone understand why? Because if we were talking about anusa, there wouldn't be a knas. Come le b'diravimine. Why? Why? Come on. Why? Rodev. Chayav misa because of rodev. So if the Mishnah is talking about Mefuta, so now let's go to the next stage. Rashi interprets that Eisha Sachiv must be Girsha. Because if it's not that he was Megarisher, then she's still an Eisha Sish. She's still an Eisha Sish, then come with her Avmin, there's no Knas. Must be Girsha. But if Girsha, we know Rabbi Akiva and the Mishnah hold Nisarsav and Nisgarsha, Knasala Atzma. That if she has a father, normally the father should get a knas, but if it's Nisarsav and Nisgarsha, the knas doesn't go to the father. Asher lo v'yasa, pratu Nisarsav and Nisgarsha. So if this girl was Nisarsav and Nisgarsha to the Eish HaSach, so then the knas should go to her. If the knas goes to her, and Rav Papa holds a talking about a mefuta, so put two and two together, she shouldn't be getting the knas, because we know that the Gemara at the beginning of the fourth parak says that the Mefuta doesn't get a Knas, she's Mochel the Knas. She's Mochel the Knas because Midaita Ofet, it's a consensual deal. So if you put two and two together, according to Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, and according to Rav Papa who establishes our Mishnah, he's talking about Mefuta, there should be no Knas on it. That's the problem. Yes.
But she gets a Knas of father or dad before she brings him to a basement.
Again?
But she does get a Knas in the case where the father dies.
She would get the knas. What if Am the Bedin called him Shemei Sumes?
After the father died.
Am the Bedin after the father died? Am the Bedin.
Before the father died.
Again, what's the case? Right, you're saying if the father died before Amda Bedin, right? If the father died before Amda Bedin, then she could get the knas. That's what you're saying. That's what you're suggesting.
She could get the knas.
Right. That's the Yerushalmi's terrace, this kasha. Wow. Did you see the whole Tosfos? Did you finish the Tosfos? No. I'm spoiled that you got it. It's Yerushalmi's terrace, this kasha. It's Yerushalmi's kasha, real. Tosfos presents this as the Rigo's kasha, but it's Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi gives Eli's answer to this kasha. Now, we're going to have to understand that Yerushalmi. Let's take it slow. Okay? But that's the answer. That is the answer. We'll have to understand what's going on in that answer. There's a lot in that answer. But believe that. That's the more complicated answer. I don't want to get to that answer yet. Okay? So that's kasha. That's the kasha tosis. So actually, I should say stage one is a kasha. Okay, now that we got stage one, let's go to stage two. V'chi teimer, what might you want to say? V'chi teimer, the kasav, what's the easiest thing to say? I keep on telling you. Right? According to Rebbe Akiva, the Mishnah, V'chi teimer, kasav, etan, the masnisim, ki Rebbe Akiva, the b'raisa, the knasa, lavia. What the easiest tip to this is that we're going like Rav Papa, right? That the Mishnah is mefuta, but we're going like Rebbe Akiva, the b'raisa, the knasa, lavia, not knasa, la'atzme, knasa, lavia. So then the mechila of the mefuta doesn't play a role. Knas still goes to the father. So the knas still goes to the father. She doesn't have a right to be mochel. She's not a bailim over here. The father's a bailim over this maisa deal. Yes. We said Rebbe Akiva is talking about anusa. No, if Rebbe Akiva holds knas la'atzma, it's talking about anusa. If he holds knas la'via, they can even be talking about a mafuta. That's exactly the point. That's exactly what Tosfos is saying. If knas la'avia, then it can even be talking about a mafuta because there's a mechila to talk about. The father's in control. So the father's in control, the mafuta can't be mochel anything. So that's the easiest answer. Why don't we say we don't need a Yerushalmi, we don't need Eli Rosenberg's fancy Yerushalmi. Right? We'll get to the details. We don't need the fancy Yerushalmi. Say Pashat. It goes like Rebbe Akiva of the Brisa, the Knasa Lavia by Nesaris of Minas Garsha. So then, even if we're talking about a Mafuta, she can't be Mochel because the father's in the driver's seat. Comes Tosis and says, no, it's not going to answer the question. You're going to have another Kasha. And Kenakati Tikshule Seifa. Rebbe Akiva of the Brisa is not going to help us. And then the Seifa is still going to be a problem. What's Seifa? Diktoni Habal Bito Potter Mishum Bekamli Bidirabi Mine. The two Mishnayas. Our Mishnah says that Baal Chayvei Krisis, there is Knas. The Mishnah Lamed Vavim says Baal Bito, Baal Chayvei Nisus Bezin, there is no Knas. The Mishnah Lamed Vavim says that Baal Chayvei Nisus Bezin, there is no Knas because Kamei Bidravim. Our Mishnah says Baal Chayvei Krisis, there is Knas because there is no Kamei Bidravim. Okay? That's what the Mishnah says. Now, clearly, the Mishnayas have to be talking about similar situations. If Rav Papa establishes our Mishnah, we're talking about Mefuta, then the next Mishnah has to be talking about Mefuta as well. They have to be parallel. The only difference between the two Mishnayas is one is talking about Chayvei Krisis and the other is talking about Chayvei Nisus Bezin. So he has Tosfos, I don't get it. If the Mishnah on the Vavam Beis is talking about Mefuta, Habal Bito Potter, why do we need Kamei B'Dirabim in Ekepatim? Why do we need the reason of Kamei B'Dirabim in Ekepatim and Habal Bito? I can give you a simpler reason that she should be Potter. That he should be Potter. Baal Bito, why? Who's the Chiyav to? If Knasa Leavia, so then the Chiyav is to himself. So if the Chiyav is to himself, so why should he be Chiyav to pay? He's Potter because he's not Chiyav. There's no one. You can't have a Chiyav moment to yourself. You know what? I'm going to borrow money from myself. Take my wallet from my pocket, put it in the other pocket, now I'm Chiyav to myself. I have to pay myself, so now I have to pay. It's ridiculous. You're not Chiyav to yourself. So if he did the Maisa Bia, if we're talking about Mefuta, right, and he did the Maisa Bia, it's not that he's Chayav to pay her Tsar, let's say. He's Chayav to pay her some. Mefuta means the whole thing was completely consensual, right? So if you say Knasa La'avia, he's Potter because he's not Chayav to pay himself Knasa La'avia. Now, mind you, even if La'atzma, it's also a problem. So Tosfos continues, this is where it gets a little tricky. Taisa says, the emes is the ila atzma, tikshile de mochla. I can also ask, La'atzma is not going to work out either. Meaning, Tosfos, okay, let's back up a second. This v'chitema is as follows. Tosfos says, in b'chalal, I want to ask a new kasha. I want to ask another kasha. The first kasha is that if our Mishnah is talking about mefuta, according to Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, the knasa l'atzma, you don't understand. Right? Why should she get the knas? She's mochelas. I don't understand. Hi, what are you going to tell me, knasa l'avia? I think that whether it's knasa l'avia or knasa l'atzma, the next Mishnah Lamed Vav is still a problem. Either way you slice it. One of shach, it's a problem, he says. Because why do you need the reason of kamei b'dirat me'etapat balbi? So, knasa l'avia, he's potter, because you can't be chayiv to yourself. Knasa l'atzma, he's potter, because we're talking about mafuta, and she's mocheles. So either way you slice it, you don't need the reason of kamei b'dirat me'etapat the next Mishnah, says Tais. That's Tosfos' kasha. That's Tosfos' kasha from beginning to end. Okay? Again, his base, the question is that if we establish our Mishnah to be dwelling on the Futa, and we're going like Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah, that Nisasin is Gasha Knasa La'atzma, so then we don't understand why there should be Knas. Even though there's no Kamei B'dirat Me'etapat V'Chayav B'Knas, so what? But she's Mocheles. Mafuta is always Mocheles to Knas. That's kasha number one. You might tell me maybe we're going like Rabbi Akiva the Brice, the Knasa Lovia. So says Taisus, the emes is that the next Mishnah is going to be Shivam according to you. And you should know the Mishnah is going to be difficult whether you hold Knasa Lovia or Knasa Lovia. The Mishnah of Baal Bintal Potemin Aknas because of Kamei B'dirat Me'etapat. What do I need Kamei B'dirat Me'etapat for? If Knasa Lovia, he's potter because you can't be chayiv to yourself. If Knasa La'atzma, he's potter because we're talking about mafuta. If our Mishnah is talking about mafuta, that Mishnah has to be talking about mafuta. If we're talking about mafuta, so then she's mocheles. So either way, the next Mishnah is shver. Those are the two questions that Tosfos says. He basically asks one kasha on our Mishnah, and then he says the next Mishnah is going to be shver either way, whether you say Knasa La'avi or Knasa La'atzma. We don't understand why do we need the svar of Kamei B'dirat Me'etapat V'Chayav by Baal Bita. He's potter anyway, because either he can't be chayav to himself, or he can't be chayav because we're talking about mafuta. Even on that anusus, it's great. Rav Papa learns all Mishnah if you're talking about mafuta. He's got to learn the next Mishnah if you're talking about mafuta as well. So the next Mishnah is talking about mafuta, and Knasa La'atzma, so then he should be potter not because of Kamei B'dirat Me'etapat, but because she was simply mochelas. So she's mochelas, there's nothing to talk about. That's the kasha of Tosfos. So Tosfos gives two answers. I'm just going to chart them out for you, and we'll do them tomorrow, Mitzvah. Obviously, the simple answer is to say that one of your assumptions was somehow off. We keep on thinking that a mafuta is mochel, and in the case of mafuta, there's no chiyuv knas. Who says? What's the answer? Who says? The Gemara and Daf Mem Beis and Aleph. Yeah, does the Gemara say it? Does the Gemara say that there's no chiyuv to pay any chiyuv mamash to the mafuta? Not so clear. Right? It could be that the mafuta can be mochel certain chiyuvim, but might not be able to be mochel other chiyuvim. Maybe the mafuta can be mochel boshes sufagam, but not knas. That's the Yerushalmi's answer. Tosfos alludes to it at the very end. First he quotes Eli Rosenberg's Yerushalmi. But then there's another answer of the Yerushalmi that you should know. Yerushalmi says, she can't be mochel knas. Why can't she be mochel knas? That's going to be a whole discussion. Right? After we read the answer, and so we'll have to understand what the lumdus is that this Yerushalmi is sharing with us. That maybe there's a fundamental difference between chiyuve mamon and chiyuve knas. When does a person be chayiv to pay mamon for a nezek that's done? When is the chiyuv? Stama b'shas ma'isa hezek? When is the chiyuv to pay boshes sefagam? B'shas bia, there's a chiyuv to pay boshes sefagam. Just like if I break a person's window, I'm chayiv to pay money right then and there. Yeah, if you want to be motzi the mamon, you have to come to Bezdin to get the policeman from the Bezdin to be motzi mamon for me. But when's the chiyuv? The chiyuv is b'shas ma'isa hezek. The same thing over here, b'shas pitoi. The chiyuv for boshes sefagam apply, because boshes sefagam are not kas. That's mamon. That's damages that we assess. Depends on the girl. Depends on the situation. But does knas depend on the situation? No. Knas is a fine. Who is mechayev the individual knas? Who? Bezdin. 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 Not throwing too much out. The rule is moda b'knas potter. If I admit to the knas I'm potter, why? It's a potter. Asher yashiyun Elohim loshem chol prat l'mashiyah es atzmo. Elohim loshem chol. Bezdin has to be mashiyah you. Till Bezdin pronounces you chayev knas, there's no chiyev. It doesn't exist. There's a potential for it, but there's no chiyev. Mammon and knas might not work the same way. So it could be, it's up to you, Shalmi, it could be that the mafuta can't be mochal knas. Can't be mochal knas. When does the mechil make place? The shas ma'isaviyah. During the ma'isaviyah, she's mochal. She's doing it beratzon, so during the ma'isaviyah, she's mochal. Mochal what? She can be mochal chiyuvim that the mafata is going to be chayiv now, chiyuvim mama, like boshes of adam. But the chiyuv knas, it doesn't exist yet. It's just a potential. We need bezin to create that chiyuv. It's a dava shalom b'liolam. It's a dava shalom b'liolam. The notion of the Yerushalmi is it's a dava shalom b'shusam. It's even more than a dava shalom b'shusam. It's lo b'liolam b'chlal. It's not like it's there, but it belongs to someone else. It doesn't belong to anyone. It's a dava shalom b'liolam. Maybe the mafuta can't be more vocalized. She can be mocha boshes of Vigan, not knas. The Gemara was talking about boshes of Vigan. The Gemara that Membez on Amad Aleph says, I don't understand, but the Mafut, how can you say that, this boshes of Vigan isn't the Mafuta mocha? Boshes of. The Gemara mentioned knas, didn't say knas. The Gemara say knas? Doesn't say what the mafat is giving. Right? It could be that the mafuta can't be mochel knas because it's lo bala olam b'shas bia. She can only be mochel boshes of agam. She can only be mochel boshes of agam. That's really the simplest answer. If we say that, then the question didn't begin. Because again, we were saying the kasha is if we establish our mission to be talking about mafuta and this asav and this garsha knas ala atzma, then how can there be knas? How can there be a knas? But the mafut is mochel the knas. The answer might be, no, the mafut is mochel boshes of a gan. She doesn't have the ability to be mochel knas, because it's lo bala olam until when? Say the magic words, until when? The lashon of the Mishnah? Amda bedin, exactly. The hamada bedin is what's mechayev the knas. Maybe shitaka can't be mochel the knas, and would explain our Mishnah. That's the easy answer. It's Yerushalmi. That's what Tosa. The reason why Tosa doesn't like that is because he proves from the Bavli that the Bavli argues and says somehow that she can be mochel knas. Obviously, we're going to have to understand what's the difference between chiyuve mamon and chiyuve knas, and then we'll have to figure out that even if chiyuve knas are different than chiyuve mamon, chiyuve knas aren't created until hamada b'din. How is it that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi and its other teretz assumes that the mafuta can be mochel knas if it's lo bala yolam? Everyone has to agree it's lo bala yolam. Everyone agrees that knas isn't created until under bedin. So if it's not created until under bedin, how can the mafuta be mochel on that?